Now, sonata by the classical era is also a word that applies to a musical form, a specific form, like theme and variations, minuet and trio, and rondo. Sometimes we call the musical form sonata allegro form in order to differentiate the form from the instrumental genre we call sonata. All right, here's something I'd like you all to think about for a moment. I'd like you to think about what theme and variations, minuet and trio, and rondo all have in common, aside from the obvious. I know they are all classical era homophonic instrumental forms, but aside from that, what do they all have in common? They all have in common one main theme. Oh, let's do this very hard-boiled, quickly, and journalistically, shall we? Theme and variations form, one main theme. Subsequent sections are variations of that main theme. Coda, to end the process of ongoing variation. One main theme only, no departure, no return. Minuet and trio. One minuet heard initially, a diversion to the trio, a return to the original minuet, creating a sense of closure, da capo, back to the beginning. Rondo, one main theme, various ongoing contrasts, always returning to the main theme, inevitably a coda to bring a conclusion to this ongoing process of contrast and return. All of these forms assume one main theme and one main theme only. What if a composer wants two main themes? Three main themes. How do we go about manipulating form and structure to accommodate two or more main themes? Well, that's what sonata allegro form is. Sonata allegro form is that formal process that evolved to take advantage of two or more main themes. Now, typically, a sonata form movement will indeed use two main themes. But if I was of a more, I was about to say sadistic, but I'd rather say, ambitious bent, we might do the first movement of Beethoven's Symphony No. 3 that has six detectable main themes. That level of ambition can only be met if we have first paid our preliminary dues and learned what a basic sonata form is. So please, sadistic or ambitious, let us do a sonata form that has two main themes, your garden variety sonata allegro form. The form evolved as a dramatic narrative meant to introduce, develop, and restate at least two main themes. Now, unlike theme and variations, minuet and trio, and rondo, the precedent for sonata form is not rooted in Baroque instrumental music, but rather sonata form, its precedent is rooted in opera. Think of opera, my friends. Opera is the dramatic confrontation of multiple characters. They are introduced, they interact, they are separated. Some denouement or moment of truth takes place where all the strings are untangled, and then the piece ends. Please let me talk about an opera, your basic three-act opera, and let me draw parallels between opera and sonata allegro form. In the first act of an opera, we meet the characters. In the first large section of a sonata form movement called the exposition, we meet the two main themes. And by the way, the terminology surrounding sonata form, for example, exposition, this terminology was applied long after these pieces were actually composed. Let's understand that terminology always follows practice, and indeed, that's true. So the first act of an opera, character introduction, exposition of a sonata form, the themes, the characters are introduced. All right, second act of an opera. Well, something happens. Action and interaction between the characters. Drama, comedy, but something happens. The second part of a sonata form movement is called the development section, during which time the themes interact. They are developed. The third act of an opera, well, we re-meet the characters, though they will now be changed in some way by the experience of Act Two. And the third part of the sonata form movement, the recapitulation, sees the themes come back in their original order, but with important changes. The last part of an opera, the finale, and the curtain calls, well, in sonata form, that would be the coda, a convincing conclusion added to create a sense of ending. So let us turn to the symphony in G minor, Kürschel 550 by Mozart. We will examine the fourth movement, which is a sonata form movement. By the way, I would tell you that Mozart's G minor symphony is sonata form heavy.